Sit back and relax. It's time to improve your financial lot in life. Produced at CFIS-FM Studios in Prince George, this is your tune-up. And here's your host, Deb Ross.
Hello and welcome. Today we're going to talk about vehicle purchases, which can generally be a rather anxiety-producing transaction. We're generally looking at what our friends and family have, what they're riding, driving along the roads with, and what the popular deals are for the zero financing options and trade-ins and used vehicles. There's a lot to think about and a lot to process when even beginning to think about buying a new vehicle or a new-to-me vehicle. So today, I have invited a very special guest. My guest is Shauna Allen. Shauna is going to share with us her wisdom and her insights and her experience. Shauna, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you for having me on the show. I'm really excited for this.
Well, I very much appreciate being able to have someone who can speak to these questions and probably answer questions that I haven't even asked because I don't even know what to ask. But let's start with your career path. Tell us why you do what you do and how that road led you to where you are today.
Yeah, so I started my professional career when I was quite young in the car industry. With my whole family being in the car industry, so it kind of came naturally. It was a natural fit. I knew a lot about cars as a young age. So I got a great opportunity to enter the finance department at Schultz Pontiac Buick back in 2006. And then we had the amalgamation when Pontiac went out, where Wood Wheaton took over Schultz Pontiac, and we all came together. And I worked a decade there. And I miss it. I miss it. I miss the people. I miss the excitement of sales. I miss the relationships you build over the years. And especially when you're there for so long, you get to know people and their children and their families, and, you know, you see them evolve as well. But I decided to make a switch from the car industry, and I wanted to dabble in the not-for-profit. I really wanted to impact lives. I wanted to keep it local. And so I had a great opportunity to move over to the Spirit of the North Healthcare Foundation.
Excellent.
And
wonderful, wonderful group of people.
Yes. Yes. It was amazing. Heartwarming. Everything I could imagine being a part of, you know, our Prince George community and giving back. And then I worked there for a couple years, and then I decided to venture out and start my own business.
And that's exciting.
Yeah.
And that's a radio show for another time.
That's right.
So let's go back in time to your decade at the car dealership and all of your expertise. So bring us kind of forward from that. Let's talk about average car costs in Canada, because it's a big investment that people are making, buying
yes.
a new vehicle or a new-to-me vehicle. Mm-hmm. What's your research led you to average costs for vehicles?
Yeah, it's, it just keeps rising. So, you know, 5 years ago, we were sitting around 30. We're about 35, 36. But, you know, in our neck of the woods, we're even higher than that because we're in truck country.
Truck country.
So a lot of those stats probably come from metro areas because they would be more car forward. But so, I mean, trucks can, I mean, anywhere from brand new 60 and up all the way to 100 for even just a half ton pickup.
That's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money.
It really
is. It's a big investment.
But it's really hard to not see the great big smiles on people driving their brand new trucks.
Yeah, it's our second biggest purchase.
Yes.
Besides our house. It is exciting.
It is. It's very exciting. So you're saying that the average car price seems to be increasing?
Yes, it is.
Do you have any stats on used vehicles?
So used vehicles obviously are going up. As much as our new vehicles are going up, so are our used vehicles. So our used vehicles are sitting at about an average between 16 and 18,000.
Okay.
Of course, there's a lot of factors that come into play because depending on how used you're going, how many model years back you're going, is going to affect that price. But
sure. All right. Well, if we could focus on the used car section,
mm-hmm.
The new new vehicle, I feel that there's an awful lot of information available, even just in advertising.
Yes.
There's an awful lot of information available to guide people through the buying a brand new vehicle. So if we could focus on the used portion. Now, first question that pops to mind is, where do vehicles come from that end up on a used car dealership lot or a dealership that also has a used car area?
Yeah, so a couple different places that they can obtain their inventory. One, we have auctions, and auctions are a collective of lease returns, of buybacks, of personal people auctioning off their vehicles, or specialty cars, of course, would fall into auctions as well nicely. Also, dealerships that can't move inventory will often wholesale their inventory to smaller lots as well. And then you have trade-ins. So when people come to buy a vehicle, of course, they would trade in their used vehicle, which turns it to inventory.
So really, you have the good, the bad, and the ugly, or potentially.
Potentially. You got a little bit of everything.
So walk us through the program of the good, the bad, and the ugly. Are dealerships required to disclose where the vehicles have come from?
Yes. Okay, here's the thing. I don't know if they're required to, but in my experience, dealerships tell you where it came from. They'll tell you if it was a trade-in. They'll tell you if it came from auction, because they all go through some sort of reconditioning or an inspection that protects the consumer. So there's no reason to really hide that information anymore.
And that makes a lot of sense, because I don't think that would necessarily put someone off if a vehicle came from an auction. There's lots of people who go to auctions themselves.
So. Yeah, that's right. That's right.
So you mentioned the word inspection on used vehicles. So do dealerships tend to do work on used vehicles? And then, of course, when you mention the word inspection, that's sort of, you're partly answering that question, but just take that one and run with it, please.
Yeah. So there is this umbrella in the car industry called the Vehicle Sales Authority. And they're kind of a big brother to consumers, to protect them, to make sure when they buy a used vehicle that the dealership has done their responsibility to make sure the oil's been done, the brakes are great, you know, your vehicle's in roadworthy condition. And that is an inspection. So depending on how old the vehicle is, you know, if we're talking maybe like a 7-year-old vehicle, a 10-year-old vehicle, it will be, I'm pretty sure the phrase is a 50-point inspection. That's what they have to disclose to you. They cannot sell a vehicle without doing those inspections to make sure it's road safe.
So do you get a copy of the inspection, or can a potential buyer ask to see that document?
Yes. And I would encourage every buyer buying a used vehicle to ask for that inspection.
Okay. And when you talk about 50 points, can you give us the highlights of what they are looking at in that inspection?
So they're looking for things like, are your seatbelts working? How's your tire tread? Is your brake system or your brake pads in great condition? They'll look for your windshield wipers. Is the windshield broken? The oil change, of course, all the fluids in the vehicle. They kind of just do a wash the whole vehicle to make sure that it would pass inspection, especially an ICBC inspection for one, but two, that it's safe.
Right. So I guess safety is probably the main feature, but basically nose to tail.
Yeah.
Everything being looked at. Okay. Do dealerships do work on vehicles when if they didn't pass that inspection? Do they actually do that work?
Yes, they have to do that work. So, if they took a vehicle in that had, say, very minimal brake pads left, they can't sell it. They have to fix it in order to sell it. So often, actually, I shouldn't say often, sometimes a dealership could take a vehicle in and there's too much work to be done to it. And that's where, you know, they would wholesale it out to somebody else that had the means to do the work for, you know, a lower cost or something.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So since we're on that topic, you hear the term on advertisements and whatnot about certified pre-owned vehicle. Mm-hmm. And before I ask you what that is, I have to say, I love the term pre-owned instead of used.
Yes.
Or
yes.
What do they see now? Lovingly enjoyed.
Lovingly enjoyed.
So
that's a nice
certified
one.
Pre-owned vehicle. And that is, it seems like it's a stamp, some type of regulatory stamp. Can you talk to us about what that entails?
Yes. So manufacturers have come up with this. really adds value to the used side of a car dealership, that they can offer not only new, but they can have an option of offering used that have gone through a fully inspection with certified mechanics doing the work on them, which allows them to actually offer warranty on the work that they've done. So it's a little peace of mind when you're buying it that you have 90 days, 160 days, knowing that when you pull the car off the lot and the thing falls apart on you or the thing breaks down, you're covered. It's a little security blanket.
Yeah, it's actually a pretty big security blanket, isn't it? Because buying used vehicle is...
You don't know what you're going to get.
You don't know what you're going to get all the time. You're not sure if it was lovingly used or abused. So on that note then, certified pre-owned vehicles, I guess they would be a little bit higher of a price point?
Yes, because you're paying for that reconditioning cost, for sure.
And so the warranty attached to it, do you know if the warranty, having the warranty on that vehicle is an added cost on the vehicle?
No, that comes straight from the manufacturer. It's value added.
Okay.
So they could offer you the powertrain warranty to make sure that your engine is in great operating condition.
So this isn't the dealership offering the warranty then?
It's the dealership doing the work. It's the manufacturer that sets the bar.
So if I buy a used Ford and it's a certified pre-owned vehicle, it's actually Ford that's insuring the warranty?
Oh, my apologies.
Maybe. No, that's fine.
So if you bought your used Ford at Wood Wheaton,
right,
say, for example, it's Wood Wheaton that offers you that warranty through General Motors.
Okay. Now I see. So it's who's the dealership is in sponsorship.
Yeah.
Okay. Wonderful. Now I've got some clarity on that. So it does seem like that program offers a great deal of peace of mind.
Mm-hmm.
And also it's probably very much worth the added price point for not only the peace of mind, but also knowing that if anything does go wrong with your vehicle within a certain time frame, whatever that warranty time frame is, that you're covered.
Most definitely. It gets rid of that term we've heard for so long, that buyers beware, right? It gets rid of that term.
Yes, it does. And actually, I kind of have that idea of the used car salesperson as not necessarily being the person that you want to invite for Christmas dinner. And I don't know why. It's just sort of something that maybe is a bit of a strange stigma in our society. And yet this is very professional in the way that this program has been put together, and you're warrantying used cars. That's fantastic.
Definitely. And I think that's where the Vehicle Sales Authority has really played a big role in this, in protecting consumers that, realtors have the same umbrella. That
yes.
It doesn't leave us exposed buying used cars.
Well, that's funny that you say realtors, because, of course, they're selling pre-owned homes, aren't
they?
That's right. I never thought of that before. That's a good parallel.
Yeah.